From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State and his Egyptian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry, have launched talks on economic, regional security, and other issues as the two meet in the first U.S.-Egyptian strategic dialogue since 2009. The talks in Cairo today come at a time when Egypt is confronting growing terrorist threats in the Sinai Peninsula, some from militant groups that have claimed allegiance to the Islamic State group, also known as Daesh. Kerry spoke with the news media prior to the talks.
The agenda for our delegations today is very broad. It ought to be. It includes the threat posed by Daesh, which is serious. Just two days ago, General Allen met in Canada with 22 nations. We continue to be deeply focused on Daesh, and we believe we're making progress.
Later today, Kerry will meet with the Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Meanwhile, Egyptian court Sunday again postponed its verdict in the retrial of three Al Jazeera journalists charged with supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood. A judge said the verdict is now scheduled to come on August 29th. It was originally expected last Thursday, but the court has repeatedly delayed the proceedings since the three were arrested in December 2013. The assassination of an army general is creating panic and confusion throughout Burundi. That's according to the leader of the Forum of Strengthening the Civil Society. Until his assassination, General Adolphe Nshimirimana was a top aide to the president. The general's car was reportedly hit by a rocket attack in Bujumbura. He was the former intelligence chief and a former chief of staff. You're listening to VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama is set to unveil new regulations Monday aimed at putting carbon pollution that comes from the nation's power plants. The goal is for plants to reduce their carbon emissions by 32% below 2005 levels by the year 2030. Individual states would be responsible for coming up with their own plans to meet the target. Those plans would go into effect by 2022. Mr. Obama unveiled a preliminary version of the regulations last year that would have started 2 years earlier and had a more modest target of cutting emissions by 30%. Meanwhile, White House officials say the new version, if implemented, would increase the amount of power in the United States that is generated by renewable energy sources to 28%. The World Health Organization says work is moving ahead on a plan to reform the organization's ability to respond speedily and effectively to international health emergencies. These reforms have been triggered by worldwide criticism of the World Health Organization's slow response to the Ebola epidemic in West Africa. The WHO's Director General Margaret Chan.
Internally, within the organization, we are implementing faster, more streamlined internal procedures for procurement, for staff deployment, and the management of our global resources to speed up the response to any emergency.
Dr. Chan agrees with others that implementing these reforms will be costly, but she says she has confidence the money will be found. Kurdish rebels launched a suicide attack Sunday at a military police post in eastern Turkey, killing two soldiers and wounding 24 others. The local governor's office said the attack in Agri province near the Iranian border involved an agricultural vehicle packed with 2 tons of explosives. Britain and France said Sunday it was a top priority for them to block the onslaught of thousands of migrants seeking passage to England via the Eurotunnel. In a joint statement published in British and French newspaper, the British Home Secretary, Theresa May, and her French counterpart called on other European Union countries and the international community to help curb the flow of refugees from Africa to Europe. Malaysia's transport minister said Sunday that a wing part found last week on an island in the Indian Ocean has been verified to be the same type of aircraft as a Malaysia Airlines plane that disappeared last year. The minister said French authorities and the plane maker Boeing were among those to have confirmed that the so-called flaperon came off a 777 jet. He also said that Malaysia is reaching out to territories near Reunion Island to help determine whether any other objects may be ashore in the region. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.